SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
The Albanese government has introduced two bills focused on religious discrimination laws that aim to balance faith-based employment rights in schools while protecting staff from discrimination. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has told members of the Labour caucus he wants bipartisan support for the legislation and that he has discussed the matter with the leader of the opposition, Peter Dutton. But the federal opposition leader has accused Labour of setting the coalition up for failure over his plans.
The Prime Minister made it clear that he wasn't going to support the religious discrimination proposals put forward by the government unless there was a bipartisan position, and also that the Prime Minister wouldn't support any committee process around this issue, which is quite remarkable in itself. I didn't give any commitment to the Prime Minister. I said we hadn't seen the report, we hadn't seen the bill, and we would have a discussion internally as to what our position would be. That's essentially the essence of the conversation.
Mr. Dutton believes he's being scapegoated already.
He's looking for a way to crash this before the legislation has already been released. Okay, that's what's happening here. So he's trying to find an out on a topic that he doesn't want to go anywhere near.
Mr. Albanese says he's eager to avoid having what could become a divisive national debate on religion at a time when Islamophobia and anti-Semitism is already heightened due to the ongoing Middle East conflict. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus, however, insists Labour is going to work with the opposition to achieve a bipartisan outcome.
We've made it really clear that, as far as we are concerned, no Australian should have to be discriminated against because of who they are. All Australians should be able to live free from discrimination. This is something we've been working on for a long time, we've been consulting about for a long time, and we're very keen, as the Prime Minister has said yesterday, to work with the opposition for a bipartisan outcome on this. We're going to work constructively with the opposition towards a bipartisan outcome.
Religious groups and advocates have urged MPs to agree on the changes. Christian Schools Australia's Director of Public Policy, Mark Spencer, says after years of debate, everyone just wants to see the issue resolved.
We're hoping that they will play ball. I mean, we're not expecting the opposition to support something that's, you know, considerably weaker than the proposal they put forward. I mean, that 2022 legislation was the result of a lot of consultation, a lot of negotiation. I don't think faith groups or those who opposed the protections were entirely happy with it. It was a compromise piece of legislation, but it was a fair compromise. And we think that's the basis for a lasting, sustainable set of protections for people of faith across Australia.
The legal director of Equality Australia, Ghassan Kassisia, says there's no time to waste to bring in protections for employees and students who identify as part of the LGBTIQ+ community.
Every day that we've waited for these reforms is another teacher that's lost their jobs, being told to hide who they are, and a student that's lost a leadership opportunity or had to hide who they are or feel ashamed. It's time for our parliament to stop talking about these reforms and finally do what they should have done long ago, which is remove exemptions that allow religious schools to discriminate against LGBTQ students and staff.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.